Yisr Koach, good morning all. We continue in our discussion of the laws of tefillin. One of the other interesting elements of tefillin is that it's not entirely clear how many mitzvos we are fulfilling when we do tefillin. Is it one or is it two, right? Is it one for each bias, each part of the tefillin, or is it just one general mitzvah? And this really seems to be another argument between Ashkenazim and Sephardim, and that's why Sephardim in general will only make one bracha, and Ashkenazim do make two brachos. But what comes out of this as a result is that since we are making two brachos, and there is this, I don't want to say an illusion, because the poskim do talk about the fact that there are two separate mitzvos, still you are not allowed to have any sort of a hefsek, any sort of an interruption between putting on the first part of your tefillin and putting on the head part of your tefillin. And what that essentially means is not only can you not talk, but the poskim also discuss this idea that you can't really even be gesturing, you can't even be making any hand movements, and so therefore the people who know a little bit know that you're not supposed to be talking, and so if someone says something to you, so you'll maybe do some sign language or whatever, but that's not really appropriate as well. And right, this is unfortunately something that we also do after we wash our hands on Shabbos or whenever we're about to eat some bread. So we know we're not supposed to talk, we're not supposed to interrupt. So most people are pretty good about that, not talking. However, they do begin some very sort of eccentric charades quite often, because I'm not supposed to say any words, but no one ever said anything about hand signals and things like that. And so more often than not, you'll have a lot of people doing hand signals and dances and whatever to try to show other people, to try to communicate to others. But even that's not really appropriate as well, and that is certainly relevant, more importantly, to tefillin, and between putting on the hand tefillin and the head tefillin. So one should be careful not to speak at all in between, and not to even gesture in between as well. We mentioned, of course, and we know that when it comes to putting on tefillin, so a righty puts the tefillin on their left hand and vice versa for a lefty. But how does one define righty and lefty? So for most people, it's pretty clear they use their right hand for most, if not all, of their tasks. However, there are some individuals who do identify more as ambidextrous, and they have the use of both of their hands. And so what does a person do? Let's say they do some things with their right hand and some things with their left hand. How do they define themselves? And so the answer is that it's all based on the writing at the end of the day. If a person writes with their right hand, then they are considered a righty, and therefore they put their tefillin on their left hand. But if they don't do anything else even, they still would be considered a righty as well. And one final halacha for today is that there is a clear halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, a clear law that we have passed down from Moshe, that when it comes to the tefillin, it has to be black. And so we note that the straps are black, but the other side is white. And there is an interesting halacha brought down that if one finds themselves that the straps on their arm or the straps on their head, their shalrosh, they get twisted in the middle of davening accidentally and they flip over and they're now white. The white side is showing and not the black side. So this is considered to be a bad omen, some sort of a bad sign. And so if someone does find themselves in such a situation, the poskim do recommend either giving a little bit of tzedakah or fasting a little bit to show some sort of an atonement for what might be a bad sign. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.